This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Arctura. A Child's Garden of Verses by Robert Louis Stevenson. Section 4. Envoys. To Willie and Henrietta. If two may read aright these rhymes of old delight, and house and garden play, you two, my cousins, and you only may. You in a garden green, with me were king and queen, were hunter, soldier, tar, and all the thousand things that children are. Now in the elder seat, we rest with quiet feet, and from the window bay, we watch the children, our successors, play. Time was, the golden head irrevocably said, the time which one can bind, while flowing fast away, leaves love behind. To my mother. You too, my mother, read my rhymes for love of unforgotten times, and you may chance to hear once more the little feet along the floor. To Auntie. Chief of our aunts, not only I, but all your dozens of nurslings cry, what did the other children do, and what were childhood wanting you? To Minnie. The red room with the giant bed, where none but elders laid their head, the little room where you and I did for a while together lie, and simple suitor, I your hand, in decent marriage did demand. The great day nursery, best of all, with pictures pasted on the wall, and leaves upon the blind, a pleasant room wherein to wake, and hear the leafy garden shake, and rustle in the wind, and pleasant there to lie in bed, and see the pictures overhead, the wars about Sebastopol, the grinning guns along the wall, the daring escalade, the plunging ships, the bleeding sheep, the happy children ankle deep, and laughing as they wade. All these are vanished clean away, an old man's is changed today. It wears an altered face, and shields stranger race. The river, on from mill to mill, flows past our childhood's garden still. But ah, we children nevermore shall watch it from the water door. Below the yew, still as there, our phantom voices haunt the air, as we were still at play. And I can hear them call and say, how far is it to Babylon? Ah, far enough, my dear, far, far enough from here, yet you are farther gone. Can I get there by candlelight? So goes the old refrain. I do not know, perchance you might, but only, children, hear it right. Ah, never to return again. The eternal dawn, beyond a doubt, shall break on hill and plain, and put all stars and candles out, ere we be young again. To you in distant India these, I send across the seas, nor count it far across. For which of us forgets the Indian cabinets, the bones of antelope, the wings of albatross, the pied and painted birds and beans, the junks and bangles, beads and screens, the gods and sacred bells, and the loud humming twisted shells, the level of the parlor floor, was honest, homely Scottish shore. But when we climbed upon a chair, behold, the gorgeous East was there. Feed us a fable, and behold, me in the parlor as of old, and Minnie just above me set in the quaint Indian cabinet. Smiling and kind, you grace a shelf too high for me to reach myself. Reach down a hand, my dear, and take these rhymes for old acquaintance' sake. To my name, child. Some day soon this rhyming volume, if you learn with proper speed, little Louis Sanchez will be given you to read. Then you shall discover that your name was printed down by the English printers long before in London town. In the great and busy city where the East and West are met, all the little letters did the English printer set, while you thought of nothing and were still too young to play. Foreign people thought of you in places far away. Ay, and when you slept a baby over all the English lands, other little children took the volume in their hands. Other children questioned in their homes across the seas, who was little Louis? Won't you tell us, mother, please? Now that you have spelt your lesson, lay it down and go and play, seeking shells and seaweed on the sands of Monterey, watching all the mighty whalebones lying buried by the breeze, tiny sandy pipers and the huge Pacific seas. And remember in your playing as the sea fog rolls to you, longer you could read it, how I told you what to do, and that while you thought of no one, nearly half the world away, someone thought of Louis on the beach of Monterey. To any reader, as from the house your mother sees you playing round the garden trees, so you may see, if you will look through the windows of this book, another child far, far away, and in another garden play. But do not think you can at all, by knocking on the window, call that child to hear you. He intent is all on his play business bent. He does not hear, he will not look, nor yet be lured out of his book. For long ago, the truth to say, he has grown up and gone away, and it is but a child of air that lingers in the garden there. End of section 4, and of this LibriVox recording of A Child's Garden of Verses.